Skyboat Media presents Martians Go Home by Frederick Brown. Read by Stefan Rudnicki. Prologue. If the peoples of the Earth were not prepared for the coming of the Martians, it was their own fault. Events of the preceding century in general, and of the preceding few decades in particular, should have prepared them. One might say that preparation in a very general sort of way had been going on much longer than that, for ever since men had known that Earth was not the center of the universe, but only one of a number of planets circling about the same sun, men had speculated as to whether the other planets might not be, like Earth, inhabited. However, such speculation, for lack of evidence pro or con, remained on a purely philosophical plane, like speculation as to how many angels could dance on the point of a pin, and whether Adam had a navel. So let's say that preparation really started with Schiaparelli and Lowell, especially Lowell. Schiaparelli was the Italian astronomer who discovered the canali on Mars, but he never claimed that they were artificial constructions. His word canali meant channels. It was the American astronomer Lowell who changed the translation. It was Lowell who, after studying and drawing them, set afire first his own imagination and then the imagination of the public by claiming they were canals. Definitely artificial. Proof positive that Mars was inhabited. True, few other astronomers went along with Lowell. Some denied the very existence of the markings, or claimed they were only optical illusions. Some explained them as natural markings, not canals at all. But by and large, the public...